I work as a maintenance guy in my local gym. My job includes cleaning after the closing hours, setting the equipment for the next day, and loading the lost and found to maintain the integrity of the gym. Customers often forget their towel, bandana, even wallets in a hurry to rush back home. I get paid well and I'm never influenced by greed, so even if someone leaves something expensive, I notify the gym instructor so people get their things back. Maybe that's why the owner trusts me, and I've been here for quite some time. I know this place like my own house. It's a two-story building with the office and reception on the ground floor, and the entire gym with the washrooms area on the first. Once you made it up the stairs, you meet with a long hallway, and the end of the hallway is the big glass door entry of the gym. One afternoon, my boss called me to his office. He told me they're going to undergo a renovation, so for the next week, the gym will be closed. He told me to do a one last cleaning next Friday before the renovation begins. I happily agreed, as it will be a week off for me too. After the closing hours, I entered the gym as usual. That day it rained heavily. The entire floor was covered with muddy footprints, and the smell of damp walls mixed with sweat. Without much ado, I got to work. I was mopping the floor, humming the new Dua Lipa song I heard when a bolt of lightning struck close by. An ear-numbing crack made the glass window shudder. I was almost done cleaning the ground floor when the lights went out. The weather was getting worse, but I had to do my job. So I turned on the flashlight, grabbed the cleaning supplies, and headed for the gym area. Now, as soon as I stepped into the hallway, a weird feeling hit me. I suddenly felt like I wasn't the only one in this place. Flashes of lightning were reflecting from the windows inside the gym area, illuminating the hallway too because of the glass door. And in between those flashes, I noticed a long stretch of muddy footprints starting from the stairs, leading to the glass door. Those were footprints of someone walking in, but not going out. A rush of cold sweat ran down my spine. I thought of calling out, but then decided to keep quiet if there's an intruder. Just when I had started to walk closer to the gym entrance, the lightning flashed again, and this time, I saw a head. A head peeking at me from behind the glass door. I froze, heart pounding in my chest, flashlight shaking slightly in my hand. The head that had peeked through the glass door hadn't just popped in for a second. It was there, a pale, skinny face behind stringy, soaked hair, watching me. His eyes were wide and glassy, unmoving, like he was trying to decide whether to lunge or vanish. For a long second, neither of us moved. And then, slowly, he stepped from behind the door. He didn't open it. He just stood behind the glass, faintly lit by the next flash of lightning. He was filthy and soaked through, an oversized army jacket, torn at the sleeves and boots caked in mud. His arms hung lopsidedly at his sides, one twitching a little. Right then, the lights came back. He looked up, then tilted his head to the side, scratching his arms with his dirty fingernails. His mouth was partially open, and I could see scars all over his face. The hollows around the eyes hinted that he hadn't eaten in days. It wasn't just his appearance. It was the way he looked at me. No fear, no guilt, just staring. I took a step back and raised my voice, trying to sound tougher than I felt.
Hey, the cops are gonna be here any minute. You better leave while you can.
At first, he was frozen still. Then, something shifted. His eyes twitched, and in a heartbeat, he turned, pushed the glass door open with a creak, and started sprinting towards me. I stumbled backward, holding my mop handle tightly in case I had to swing it. But he didn't stop. He ran past me, smelling like trash can and unwashed clothes. Just as he passed, our eyes locked. There was something broken in that look. Not just frightening, but mad. Not casual madness. It was the kind of madness that sits with someone until they're too far to be caught by the world anymore. He never said a word. He hurried down the stairs and disappeared into the storm. I stood there alone, shaken, mop still in hand, the hallway ringing with the fading sound of boots and thunder. After 5 minutes, when I'd calmed down, I called the owner and told him everything. He did come with two cops who searched the entire gym. Looks like the receptionist forgot to lock the back door before leaving, and the guy came in from there. I worked there for 2 more years and never saw that guy again, but those 2 years, I went to work with a can of mace and a small knife in my pocket for just in case. This gym has been my go-to for almost 2 years now, and it's always been a nice and quiet way to start my day. I usually go in early, at around 6:30 a.m., and get my workout in before work, and I generally prefer to leave and not have talked to anyone. Well, that's how I like it. But last week, I felt strange as soon as I walked through the doors. It wasn't anything overt. The lights were on, music soft, the same few regulars spread out on the gym floor. But as I walked towards the free weights, I noticed a guy was standing near the stretching area, just watching. He was not stretching, not warming up, just standing there. He saw me and gave me this huge, exaggerated wave back like he knew me. I gave a quick and confused nod back at him and looked away. Maybe he thinks I'm somebody else. I popped in my headphones, started my set, and tried to forget about it. But he wouldn't give up. He was everywhere. When I changed equipment, I went to the treadmill, and he was next to me. But there were 5 other empty treadmills. He waved again. I avoided his wave and kept my eyes on the screen. He started jogging, but he spent more time looking sideways at me than actually working out. I only did half of my cardio workout and decided to go to the squat rack. He followed me there, of course. At one point, I bent down to pick up a plate. And when I came back up, he was there, close, too close, and smiling.
"You got good posture,"
he said loudly so I could hear through my headphones. I didn't say anything. I just walked away. Then I went to do some seated rows, and I was trying to keep my back to him. That's when I saw him standing behind me in the reflecting mirror, just watching me again, waving. This time, blatantly waving, like he wanted me to be uncomfortable. Something then happened that makes my skin crawl to this day. I went into the women's locker room, just for a minute, to fill up my water bottle at the sink. No one is in there, or so I thought. When I turned around, Carl was standing in the doorway, half in shadow behind the lockers. He wasn't allowed in there. He wasn't even trying to hide it. He had an evil expression on his face, as if waiting for me to turn and notice him. My heart probably stopped. I froze, gripping my bottle so hard my knuckles went white. I don't know how long we stood there. He didn't say anything, didn't move, same creepy smile and bulging eyes. I said,
"What the hell?"
and stepped back, squeezing by Carl and through the door. He followed me, only a couple of steps behind, and casual, like nothing was going down at all. That was when I walked straight to the front desk. I don't know what he was after. I don't want to know. I'd had enough. I grabbed my towel and bag and approached Jamie, one of the staff members. Being a woman, she could immediately spot the trauma on my face.
"Everything okay?"
she asked.
"There's a guy following me around the gym,"
I said, my voice low but firm.
"Gray hoodie, black joggers, tall. He's been hovering around me since I walked in. It's creeping me out."
Jamie's expression tightened.
"Wait. Is that Carl?"
I blinked.
"I don't know his name."
She glanced over my shoulder and gave a subtle nod to someone behind the counter.
"That's Carl. He's been warned before. He's not even supposed to be here during this time slot."
Security came a minute later, pushing through the small crowd that was needed to take the guy outside. I took a step back and watched, heart pounding, as they walked towards him. He didn't even resist. Looked dumb and confused, like he didn't just comprehend what was going on after all the fuss or what the problem was. Then, on the way out, he turned around and locked eyes with me. He smiled again, a slow, sinister smile, not friendly, not contrite, just wrong. I walked out without finishing my workout. I spent the rest of the day thinking about that smile, that slow wave, how he showed up from all the opposite directions like a willing participant in a pre-rehearsed show. It all happened in 1 hour. 1 hour was enough. I got to know later from Jamie that it wasn't Carl's first time getting in trouble with harassing women. The cops found out he was already facing some minor charges for intrusion and stalking a teenager. Since then, I haven't seen him. But now, every time I walk into work, I scan my surroundings before I ever check in. I keep my keys close, and I never, ever remove both headphones. As a night owl, I prefer working out late. The workout and slow hiss of machines, slow thumps of people softly running on mats, helps me clear my head. It's my kind of peace. So naturally, I didn't expect anything out of the ordinary when I walked into my gym at 9 p.m. that Friday. I started with weights, worked through my normal circuit, and then returned to the heavy bag in the back corner. That's when I noticed him. Lanky, pale, somewhere in his mid-30s. I had seen him around, mostly standing too close, perched on machines he never used. An observer. He slipped in quietly and made a beeline for the calf raise machine, which also happened to face the heavy bag. I watched him rearrange the seat and balance his phone between his legs, camera pointing directly at me. I stopped mid-round, sweat trickling down my back. I pulled off one glove and walked over.
Hey, are you recording me?
He didn't respond. He tapped the screen of his phone, shoved the device into his pocket, and sprinted across the gym. I watched him running away upstairs. What should I do? Go to the front desk? What do I have? My skin was still crawling from his stare when I left my session. After 1 hour, I walked outside into sharp, still air. I thought I was done with him. Wrong. There he was, standing at the curb, looking like he was waiting for a cab and waiting for me. I didn't look at him. I just kept walking. But after a few blocks, I heard footsteps behind me. I turned around, and he was still there. I quickened my pace. He picked up his pace. I cut across 2 blocks and ducked into a flower shop, the only store still open. I put my head down behind a row of peonies and wrapped roses and tried to slow my breathing. He walked inside. He paused at the door, checking the place out. He took a couple of steps toward the counter, like he was thinking about just browsing. I slipped out quickly, heart racing. It didn't stop until I got back to my apartment. I was sitting on the couch in sweaty clothes, catching my breath. I should have called somebody. The police? The gym? But what would I say? Then I realized I have left my wallet in the locker. My ID's in it. I knew I had to go back to get it. I took some pepper spray this time for just in case. The gym was almost empty. I scanned the gym again. I didn't see him. I let out a deep breath and headed towards the lockers. A breath of relief washed over me once I found my wallet just where I kept it. I was glad he didn't try to steal it, because identity theft could have created more troubles for me, and people like him are capable of all the awful things. I trudged back through the weight room. You never know. And that's when I saw him again, this time reflected in the mirror right behind me. He smiled. Hey, he said again. You work out a lot. I didn't say anything. I just kept my angry face on. It was Christian, the guy I hated from last week, and he couldn't tell I was annoyed. You're intense. I like that. Getting scared will give him power, so I kept my voice loud and clear.
Why are you following me?
His smile was stuck on his face.
I'm not. We just keep ending up in the same place. Isn't that magical?
My heart was pounding.
No, nothing about stalking is magical.
He tilted his head.
Pretty girls like you live for this kind of attention, right?
I was shocked to hear how delusional this guy was. I clenched my keys between my fingers like claws.
Back off.
He stared for a moment with blank eyes.
Okay, but I'll see you around, Maple.
And he turned and walked out like it was just another night. I felt frozen. How did he know my name? That was it. I marched to the front desk, canceled my membership, and walked out without looking back. By midnight, I had signed up at a different gym across town, only during the day. Crowded, well-lit, safe. Some people would say,
speak up. Report him. Don't be a victim.
But those people are not walking home alone at night. Those people have not been followed, watched, or filmed. So yes, I did what I had to do. I survived. And if you're reading this, be careful. Watch your back, because creeps do not always hide. Sometimes they smile.